what? What happened?
Is that a Buffalo, New York rooster crow?
Oh, no. What was that?
That's the best technical difficulty cover-up you've ever heard.
Well, folks, sorry you had to hear that. That's the Rosie on the House rooster, kind of. It's a substitute rooster.
Wow.
Good morning, Aaron. Oh, boy, that's a real start to the show right there, man. All right, folks, good morning. We can only go up from there. At Rosie on the House, a Saturday morning tradition. We didn't have the electronic rooster ready to go this morning, so Mike Reisch, our South Dakota Jackrabbit, did his best rooster crow. I don't think we'll ask him to do that again. I mean, it's not like that would never be like a best of moment, you know. So, listen.
That goes on the blooper reel.
That goes on the blooper reel. Hey, we're here like we are every Saturday morning to do one thing, to answer your questions, take away your anxieties, melt away your dilemmas about your garden, your landscaping, your yard. We're here in the garden this first hour with John J. Harper. Our toll-free number, regardless where you live in the great state of Arizona, is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. And we're here to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We try and do that by educating, entertaining, informing, and protecting you, keeping you from making any mistakes in, out, and about your house, home, castle, or cabin. So with all that said, we've got Romy Romero, my co-host, John J. Harper, visiting us here as the garden expert. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is on the call screening station. Oh, my goodness. Holy cow. Boy, we're getting roostered up today, that's for sure. We've got my wife, sweet Jennifer, on the call screening station ready to take your name, your question, where you're calling from, and we'll get you on air with that landscape and gardening expert as quick as we can. And apparently, we now have the rooster.
Well, we can get started.
Okay.
Where are we starting in the garden this
morning?
Here
we go from there.
Well, as your mom just said, anybody can plant a garden right now and have it live. Winter vegetables, that is, leafy things, lettuces and chards and mustards and spinaches, because the weather is just perfect. It's forgiving. You don't have to water as much, and things don't wilt. And if you are wanting to start a first-time garden, if you're an experienced gardener, this is just a great time to plant those winter vegetables. What are winter vegetables, you ask? Well, really anything that you can eat the leaf, stem, or root of. So all of your carrots, beets, turnips, radishes, spinach, chard, mustard, leafy greens of any kind, and of course, stem or modified stem things like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, what we call coal crops, right? So all of those things, great time. They just really thrive in our warm days and our cool nights. You know, if you think of spring in most places in the country, this is spring-like weather for most of the country. Really, I mean, we call it fall or slash winter, but this is really for the next several months now, other than maybe a blip here and there with a little frost. We have spring-like weather, and they grow their spring gardens. What we can't grow, because the days are short and the nights are just a little too long and too cold, and we can get a frost or a freeze. I had a lady in yesterday looking for tomatoes. This is just not a great time to plant tomatoes or peppers. Even if you can get them, I've got huge tomato plants right now, and they've just quit setting. They won't ripen very well. So unless you got a greenhouse or something like that. So stick to the winter stuff. You'll have great success for the next several months. This is also probably the best time to plant at least hardy things that are not tropical, tree, shrubs, and vines, because the soil is still maintaining some warmth. The days are still warm, and the soil maintains warmth from the summer longer than the air does. So you got warm soil, cool air. Again, things don't wilt. They don't need watered as much. It's a lot more forgiving. It's a lot easier to transplant things. It's a lot easier on the plant. Plus, that warm soil acts like an incubator for those roots, and they start rooting and growing. Anybody that knows anything about growing plants, the first thing a plant has to do is start growing roots before it can grow tops and stems. So you get this well-rooted plant come the warm-up in the spring, and that plant just, you know, jumps out of the ground. It's like really gaining almost a whole year by just planting a few months ahead of time. So plant trees and shrubs and vines right now if you really want to get a head start. And especially if you've got people coming for the holidays, you need to get things dressed up, spruced up. Great time to do that. Now, we can talk a little bit about cold weather if you want. I hope, you know, we don't get any, but we've already had people. This last week, we had a couple of chilly mornings. The clamor for the frost cloth has started because people know if they wait, everybody runs out. So the biggest thing I would say is be prepared. Have the frost cloth ready. You know, anytime after Thanksgiving to about the middle of February, we can get damaging cold weather, and you just have to be prepared to cover. Make sure your plants are well watered. Make sure you cover them with something breathable like a frost cloth material. Don't use plastic. Don't use plastic tarps, polyethylene products, things that don't breathe. Best thing to do is actually have it so that any of the covering material doesn't touch the plants, but at least if they do, the breathable ones won't do as much damage to the plants where they're making contact.
Well, we've got a full line of calls, so let's get all to right. it. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. As we take a line, that'll be your cue to call if you've got a question. Ron?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got...
Well, wait. Are you going to apologize to Mike first?
Well, we got his number, so we're going to call him back. I don't know what happened. I hit on air and he disappeared.
All right, Ron. Go ahead.
I've got two orange trees, and we moved here in 1999, and they were just small bushes, so I assume they're about 17, 18 years old. One's about 8 foot high, and every year it has produced nice round oranges, and the other one's probably 15 foot high, and it has tons of little oranges like ping pong balls. But anyway, the short tree this year has not produced a single orange.
Well, and it's been producing for how long? How many years?
Oh, 15 maybe,
okay.
Something like that.
Well, something went awry, obviously.
Yeah.
The tree looks healthy other than it doesn't have any fruit on it. It's healthy looking, green, lots of foliage, doesn't look stressed or damaged or anything like that.
We've got drip system that runs 3 times a week. And I usually, if I'm home on Sunday night, I'll run it for about a half hour, you know, so it gets deep watered. And then I fed it Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day.
Well, we need to talk a little bit about your watering, because a half hour with drip isn't deep.
Oh, okay.
But if the tree looks good, I mean, the foliage is going to show lack of water as well. You're going to have sunburned or brown-edged foliage, and you know, if you're not watering enough, you may be watering frequently enough to get enough water to the plant.
Yeah.
What I'd like you to concentrate, not necessarily now, but next spring, on watering for several hours, maybe like twice a week instead of 3 times or 4 times a week. But don't worry about that right now. This is the time of year when people overwater. Hardly anybody overwaters in the summertime, but almost everybody overwaters through the winter months. Right now, citrus trees probably go 2-3 weeks in between waterings, if you're watering not for 30 minutes, but maybe for 3 or 4 or 5 hours. Okay. Why the tree didn't set fruit could be a lot of things. Could have been a pollination problem. Fruit could have gotten knocked off in a windstorm or a rainstorm
if they're at the critical stage. We really had a lot of wind problems this year. I mean, our whole neighborhood, it was so windy out where we were. You could just see the buds blowing off the trees.
That can happen.
It was a very windy fall.
Get hot, dry,
spring.
Hot, dry winds in the spring, especially on navel varieties, can be damaging. So my guess is it's probably something like that, as opposed to cultural practices, which sounds like the tree looks healthy and is otherwise normal. Unfortunately, there's just not much you can do about it now. You know, it's got to go through another cycle, bloom next spring, and you got to wait a whole year for fruit. So hopefully the other tree gives you enough fruit to eat for this winter.
We appreciate the call. Let's see how we can help Austin this morning. Welcome to the program, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, I got a question for you. I recently installed a vacuum pressure valve on my hose bib in my backyard. And on the valve that goes out to the hose bib, and then also it goes out to my automatic pool fill on the float there, as well as my sprinklers. When my sprinklers come on, for about the first 10 seconds or so, water comes out up over through the top of the vacuum pressure valve, and I get a really loud water hammer in my walls, in my pipes. I can hear it for, like I said, about 10 seconds, and I don't know what's going on with that.
Rosie?
I'm gonna say he needs to do a pressure test on that hose bib first. Let's make sure we're in the neighborhood, Austin, of about 65 PSI. That'd be where I would start. You could get a pressure valve at any hardware store for $5 to $6. Make sure all the water in your house is turned off. Screw this onto the hose bib. Turn the hose bib on full blast and see what PSI it registers. If it's much over 65 or 70 pounds, consider putting in a pressure-reducing valve. Set it right at 65, and that would be the first place I would tell you you ought to start. If it's over 65 pounds, you're going to have ongoing maintenance problems on all your plumbing fixtures. So check that PSI. If it's 65 or close, call back. We'll have a plan B for you.
And in a lot of cases, if it's over 65, warranties for appliances are voided.
All the plumbing fixtures, yeah.
So 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.